Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking forward to the weekend. Today was Thursday, Today yeah, it's Friday,
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the Mock Startup Dynasty Mock Startup Draft. We are four rounds in out of 14. Want to try to finish this? Even if we have to just sort of blast through the last few rounds?
We got nine rounds left, 10 rounds left.
You'd love to put two rosters up in a tweet and just let's vote.
Yeah.
All right. I'm picking second. Joe is picking sixth. This is a dynasty draft, so you're drafting players with the future in mind as well as the present. I'm up. My team is Dalvin Cook, Cam Akers, Travis Kelce. We're going for the ship. We want to win it. We want to win it right away. That's the point of sports, to win a championship. And Mike Evans. Seven quarterbacks have been picked. Completely reasonable to think this quarterback, who was headed for QB1 last year before he got hurt, yes, it was early, could do that again. That's Dak Prescott. So that will be my pick in round five. There we go.
Okay.
And I'm suddenly on Gardner Minshew's bio. Okay, let's get rid of that. All right. Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, Amari Cooper. Joe is up. Joe's team, Justin Herbert. Well, 1-4 in terms of the rounds. Jefferson from Minnesota, Barkley and Gibson, nice running back tandem, then Justin Herbert.
And I'm going to go back to wide receiver, which I haven't done since the first pick. I'm going to go with DJ Moore.
Very nice.
We'll see if Darnold is any better for him than Bridgewater or Cam was, but even with average to below average quarterback play, he's managed to be very productive in fantasy. And if that gets better, I think sky's the limit for him. And he's still super young. I think he's still 23.
That's right. And Samuel's out of the way. It's a nice coaching scene there, too, in Carolina, I think, for fantasy.
There are a lot of vacated targets, but maybe a lot of them go to McCaffrey. So we'll see.
I think what you're saying is, what you could be saying is, last year is about the worst year you're going to get from DJ Moore.
And he was wide receiver 22.
Yeah, like I agree.
The year before, he was wide receiver 15, and that was with Kyle Allen as his quarterback.
Yeah, good point. Rest of round five, Mixon, Robinson from Jacksonville. Brandon Ayuk, I have a lot of him. Jerry Jeudy, Mark Andrews, tight end five, I guess that is, with Pitts being tight end one in this draft. Kareem Hunt, round six. Chase Claypool, Jalen Waddle. Things have calmed down on the rookie scene here. Although Waddle, Cooper Kupp, Melvin Gordon, Justin Fields, and Tyler Lockett. Melvin Gordon, Jared Smola of Draft Sharks talked me into Melvin Gordon in these drafts. Mm-hmm. Why not? He had 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns last year. Lindsay is gone. I mean, they paid him. He's not fun at all. Like, he's not a cool name, but there's value, I think, in Melvin Gordon.
And they have a head coach who likes to run the football.
Oh, what's better than that? That bodes well. That's how you win.
Yeah, find the coaches that want to run.
Establish it.
I'm going to go with Deontay Johnson with my next pick. Top three in the NFL in targets last year with 144. So Roethlisberger likes to throw to him. Little downgrade with Juju being back there, but there's big volume with Johnson. And he is great other than the drops. I mean, he drops it a lot, especially against the Bills. There were
that can
three,
change.
But, yeah, it's a little bit of a fluky stat. So
if you can change, we all can change. Well, I'm a little thin at receiver with only Mike Evans. Would you say that, Joe, that I'm thin having only one?
Yeah, I would say that.
Well, all right. He's 27, and I have to remember what I'm doing here. I mean, I sort of like younger guys in these, but he's young enough. Wide receivers can play for a long time. Got paid, new team, easy wide receiver one on his new team, Kenny Golladay. So I will go Golladay in round six. Rondale Moore and Juju Smith-Schuster are the two picks following mine.
See, this is where I think the rookies have gone a little bit too high, because Rondale Moore in most rookie drafts is going to be, what, a high second round pick? And is that Kenny Galladay's value? Is a second round pick? I feel like he should be a little bit higher than that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm off there, but.
Maybe you're off there. Well, I don't have any stacks yet, but I can't get to CeeDee Lamb or Amari Cooper. They've both been taken. It's too early for Gallup. I just like this guy, and yeah, it could not pay off. Last year was a total bust. I'm going to take Cortland Sutton. He's awesome. Going into year three, if Denver can get quarterback right, maybe there's a chance of Watson there or who knows, a rookie, I don't know. Like the guy they have, he has his supporters. Cortland Sutton for me, third wide receiver. Following that pick, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow in round seven. Robert Woods. Nice career, you know, Robert Woods.
More receiving yards than Julian Edelman.
Already.
He's like 80 behind. He's going to pass him this year. Yeah.
May pass him in week one. On Sunday Night Football against the 49ers.
Man, running back
maybe
is the worst right now in this draft. We're at round seven, and there is a big drop-off. There has not been one picked in the last two rounds.
Since Melvin Gordon.
Gordon's the only one in the last two rounds in this.
Well, how many
Gaskins on the board? Gainwell. I'm looking at rookies or backups.
You know what to do. I said that to him. I don't know what.
You know what I do? I've got a young team, but I think I've got a good team.
Listen to you.
So I am going to go for a move that if it works out will only be for a year or two, but I'm going to pick Julio Jones at 7-6.
Fine. He doesn't have to be at the end either.
No, he was on pace for like 1,400 yards last year.
I love Julio Jones. Deshaun Watson goes with the next pick.
I wouldn't go near that high. Well, it's Dynasty, I guess.
It's Dynasty, and he's going to have a career.
That's right. Dynasty, you know what? It's fine. Yeah.
But you need somebody else, at least for the start of the season, probably. Kenneth Gainwell, Brevin Jordan, rookie. Miles Gaskin, Adam Thielen, Ronald Jones at the end of round seven. Then into round eight, Kenyon Drake, now with the Raiders with Jacobs. Chenault of Jacksonville, like him. A.J. Dillon. Joe. Travis Fulgham makes it to round eight. Is he there, number one receiver?
That's an odd one. No, Rager's got to be. Jalen Rager's got
to
be.
He has to be?
And Goddard might be the guy that leads in targets. I know he's a tight end, but.
He has to be over Fulgham? He did pretty well.
Fulgham really cooled off last year.
Yeah. Noah Fant and Pat Freiermuth, tight end rookie out of Penn State, right? Penn State?
Yeah.
Eighth round, and now it's back to Joe. You don't have a tight end yet.
No, I don't, and I wasn't getting to Pat Freiermuth there.
That was my yearbook quote, actually.
I didn't go running back. I put it off, and here I am still needing it, and I still don't want to do it. But there's a starting running back left on the board. There's a couple. I'm going to pick Mike Davis. As of right now, it's just him, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Quadre Olison. Are there three backs? They maybe draft a guy. They will not do it at four. Maybe that's a second-round pick. For now, he's the guy. So I'm going to hope that that pays off in needing a third running back.
Want to know what a great idea looks like?
What's that?
Deebo Samuel. I have to get one of the Samuels on my team, on every team. And I have to get one of the 49er receivers on my team, on every team. And this checks both boxes. This is a guy named Samuel on the 49ers. Love it. Love Ayuk, too. He went in round five here. Deebo Samuel at the end of eight works. Ito Smith, who was cut, was just taken.
I think we have our first first computer issue here.
Then Raheem Mostert. Yeah, running back thins out. It just happens all the time, you know. Now it's me again?
Yep.
Backup quarterback, backup tight end. I'm still on the two running backs from the first two rounds. Is there any good value there? Mario Puig likes Kylan Hill a lot from the rookies. Yikes, though. How about both Bills being on the board at this? It makes sense.
Yeah, I don't want any part of either one of them. There's just what is the best case scenario?
Yeah.
I don't see any way in this offense the Bills have a running back that is scoring fantasy points consistently.
I can't scroll down, Joe, on the running backs, on the list of players. You know how to do that?
I'm just doing it with my mouse here, but I know you're using a laptop, so
yep.
I don't.
Okay.
You can search it, but quarterback, you're going to do that too.
I know.
Weird here.
What?
There's weird stuff in the system going on here where, like, Minshew is the top quarterback on the board, but way down at the bottom is like Newton and Wentz and Brady. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's very rookie friendly, youth friendly here, this sleeper app that we're using today. Has Chase Edmonds been picked?
Nope, he's there.
I'll do that. Chase Edmonds, I don't know. I mean, at least what? Third down passing running back. Murray's going to do a lot of the running again for that team, and that includes goal line. Didn't he have like 10 touchdowns, Murray?
Yep.
So
I actually like the James Conner move for him. It's not as threatening.
Yeah, for Edmonds. Been.
For Edmonds, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm going to get, you know, a pretty solid floor, receptions, usage, maybe a couple touchdowns. I mean, I'm not expecting him to be, like, every down or anything close to that. And maybe they add somebody. They probably do. Maybe third, fourth round in the draft, Arizona. But some upside there. All right, Leonard Fournette is the next pick. Then Marquise Hollywood Brown at 904. I'm drafting a lot of him. I still believe in that team. Michael Carter from North Carolina at 905. He has his backers, Michael Carter. He's got Javonte Williams on the same college team, getting more of the spotlight. And then back to Joe, round nine. We're going to start hustling.
Another one of these guys that's a little bit further down the board. Maybe it's just, again, the app here, the system. But I have got Curtis Samuel at 9-6.
Love it.
He is the number two wide receiver for a Ryan Fitzpatrick team, but
fine. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Fitz gets it to his guys. Samuel's great. And last year in a crowded receiving group, he was a wide receiver too. So
listen to the next six picks. Gardner Minshew.
It's getting bad.
Gardner Minshew. Tylan Wallace, rookie. Kardarius Toney, rookie. Fitz. Rashard Higgins. And then Odell Beckham.
Who's still on the board.
Odell Beckham sitting at 9-12.
9-12 in a dynasty startup.
Then Tyler Boyd, also good. Jalen Hurts, I would have... The thing about taking, even when I took a quarterback in Prescott, round five,
yep,
that cuts you off of a lot of other good options. Rodgers, Burrow, Watson, Hurts. I was tempted to take Hurts in round nine, but just like with Prescott there, I'll need a backup, but I just felt a little bit wasted. Robbie Anderson at 10:03, Mike Gesicki, Tim Patrick, and then Zach Moss at 10:06. I think there's life in Zach Moss in fantasy. I liked him a lot last year. It didn't work out. Allen is their goal line running back option, their goal line runner running option. And so we've seen it with Singletary and with Moss. I mean, they threw the ball so well. It just didn't even need that dimension at all. But I guess I'm going to have to fade for the Bills, you know, for Moss, running back on the first half of this draft. And I want to think that the Bills will know to do that, that they will not be in the running back business. But I wouldn't bet heavily that I'm right on that. Over to you.
Dallas Goedert will be my tight end one. I think I said it earlier. I think he could lead the Eagles in targets.
Yeah,
they just
fine.
Don't have the receivers.
Love it.
Yep.
I'm going to pass on Drew Brees, the recommended choice here.
He'll be auto-drafted soon anyway. So.
Yeah, right. Let somebody auto-draft him. I'll go with the second quarterback here. I'll go Mayfield. Not that many starters left. And there's a lot of potential there, and that could be long-term, too. It is a dynasty draft. It is a startup mock dynasty mock startup draft. Will Fuller, Miami, at the last pick around 10, then Hunter Henry, New England. I'd rather have Jonnu than Henry, I think.
Ooh,
in that
really?
Offense.
I would have Henry, but...
Back to me?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yep, to you.
I just don't like how this the interface here. I only see like five names.
The two-finger scroll, does that work?
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I can touch the screen. Okay, now I'm going Gallup with Dak.
Okay.
All right, go.
Tonyan, Rager, and Joku were after that. I'm going to add to my running back depth with Damian Harris. Who, as of now, I guess is their lead back still.
Sony Michel is still there?
Yep. And Burkhead is gone. James White re-signed.
That's okay. I guess that's okay. I've never been convinced that New England likes him. They drafted him pretty high.
They never buried him
the first year. That's right.
That position.
They don't like anybody. Mitchell Trubisky was just picked. That's early.
So was Julian Edelman.
He was? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Joe in round 12. We're going 14.
I'm going to go back to quarterback, and I'm going to pick a guy that it's not set in stone he'll start. But if this guy hits, he could be top five at the position. I'm going Jameis Winston. That offense, he was top five a couple years ago in Tampa. So if he starts and he's good in that offense, that could be a league-winning type pick for a late quarterback.
Fine. I don't mean to load up on Dallas, but I think Tony Pollard is interesting there. So I'll do that at running back. And then I need a second tight end and a receiver probably here. Lots of tight end options. Irv Smith.
Big Irv Smith.
Big Irv, over to you.
All right, I'm going to go back to wide receiver. And, I mean, we're at the end of the draft, and Jarvis Landry is sitting here.
Okay.
Everyone always hates him in fantasy.
Yeah, he's just sort of boring, I guess. Round 14, Harrison Bryant, Nyheim Hines, Kiki QT, run on AFC South. Devin Singletary, Taysom Hill, Jerick McKinnon. All right, you know, when you use the app, you get some silliness. And Joe, your last pick, please.
My last pick, I'm going to go with a second tight end. And I will go with the previously mentioned Jonnu Smith. To pair with Goddard.
Jermar Jefferson, okay. Kirk Cousins, Devontae Parker. Give me Gus Edwards. I'm drafting a lot of Gus Edwards. Second round tender, running team. It's Dobbins there, and of course Lamar Jackson, but Edwards has value. I don't know. The problem is, when do you start him? Like, when do you start Gus Edwards? Probably something has to go wrong, but
yeah, Dobbins goes out with an injury and then you're starting him, but
yeah, I didn't do great filling out running back, I think. But like you said it when it was your turn, they do thin out. All right, that's it. 14 rounds. You know, a real dynasty startup might have double that. Because you're just loading up on the rookies and the depth. But no time for that. We'll stay with football and with fantasy a little bit with Ian Harditz of PFF when we return on this Friday night. Thanks for listening. Sneaky Joe with me, Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.